Welcome to Chris's Cart Corner, episode number 2. Our normal show is off this week, so I have taken the opportunity to bring you more kart racing talk. And this week, we are going to talk about Race with Ryan. This is a video game based on, marketed off of a something that started on YouTube, a YouTube channel called Ryan's World. I don't know exactly when. Oh, here we go. 2015. So in 2015, this YouTube channel started. It was this little boy named Ryan. And he would do, they would do like videos with him and his mother and his father. And I guess also he has twin sisters. Not sure. My only experience with Ryan's World is this video game Race with Ryan. But evidently he's huge. Like he is a huge YouTube star, or was at least. According to Wikipedia here, between 2016 and 2017, he earned $11 million. He was the 8th highest paid YouTuber at the time. And in 2018 and 19, he was listed as the highest paid YouTuber, earning $22 million and $26 million over those 2 years. From his videos and his subsequent offshoot of products that he made here, which that includes a television series, a kids television cartoon series. It also includes these video games that are out there, and some other shit. I guess like there is a animated show that kind of like spun off of this. It's been around for a while. Anyway, Race with Ryan is the kart racer based on Ryan's World. It came out in 2019. And on the surface level, it is this cutesy-looking kart racer. Nothing overly offensive about it. It looks fine. It, looks like little characters in like little toy cars, Playmobil type stuff, like the little boy Ryan and his little animal friends that he has here. They all look like Playmobil toys, really. Very simplistic design. Ryan himself has a little bit more features around him, a little more human-ish looking. But all the animals look like, they look like little toys, like almost dead-eyed in a way. So this game came out 2019 on everything. It's a PC, Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, you name it. It is out there to play. And this is not one I played recently, but it is one that me and my kids, we played 2 years ago at Christmas. When they wanted to do this kind of like talking about kart racers, as you can see, that went real well as I'm talking about it by myself. But this is that one that kind of like was the catalyst. We started playing it on Christmas Day, so it was available through Game Pass. And boy, was that an experience. Race with Ryan is very standard in its delivery of a kart racer. There are multiple cups. You race through them. You unlock more cups, more characters. And it's very simplistic. After each race, and this is where the Ryan's World kind of connection, outside of the animated characters, which I assume are related to the cartoon that is out there based on that. But in between the races, there are these YouTube videos or home videos of Ryan and his mother, and sometimes his father, giving anecdotes and like talking a little bit. They're like real quick, you know, 20-second vignettes. But you know, that's your prize for winning races, is you get one of these. Over the course of the race, they also utilize Ryan's voiceover. He'll offer words of encouragement or despair. When good or bad things happen, he'll just pop up. He'll say a line or two. It is very repetitive and super annoying. But the big prize here is getting these like vignettes of the Ryan family as they talk about stuff after the race. And Ryan definitely seems into it. I mean, I don't know how old this kid is. I mean, I think he's probably at this point around 12. Maybe when they made this game, he was, you know, 8, 9. And then were made the videos for it, he was like probably 8 or 9. And now he's a little bit older. You know, it's what, 3, 4 years since this game came out. So he's probably around, you know, 11, 12 at this point or whatever. But, you know, he's 8 or 9. He's doing these videos. His mom, super into it. Like, she seems like she is the one driving this car. Ryan is just doing it because, like, this is fun. I get to be on camera or whatever. The poor dad, he seems like he is in a hostage video in all of these clips. And I start, go see if you can find clips of this, because they are magical to watch. Because this poor man looks like the soul has been sucked out of him, and he is begging for help. Like, somebody please get me out of this misery that my wife has put me through. And I not saying this to, you know, badmouth the mom. For one, I think both parents here should probably, they are probably exploiting this poor kid. I mean, you know, to make $60 million over 4 years, as a YouTuber, as a kid YouTuber, you're definitely marketing to the exploitation crowd here. Like, you are exploiting your son in a way that is probably not healthy. But I mean, now he has $60 million and plenty of money to go to therapy. So I guess that's the trade-off. I don't know. But this dad does not look like he wants to be involved, but he is roped into it, and does not know how to tell his wife no on this. And I could be completely wrong. I could be reading this completely wrong. And I honestly do hope I am. I just hope maybe he has a dead-eyed stare that says, my soul was already gone well before we started doing this. But watching it definitely feels like he is being held hostage by his wife, who is making their son and him do these videos because there are large, large checks associated with it. Gameplay wise, it's not great. It's play slow. It's a slow playing game. And I feel we talked about that with the last game we did, the Paw Patrol Grand Prix. It is something that if you listen to the last Perfectly Sane show, we also talked about in terms of how much Mario Kart 8 gets it right. Mario Kart in general, like from the beginning, they've got that aspect of it down. And these other licensed kart racers or you know, not even not licensed kart racers, like there's one we'll talk about at some point, like toy cars and stuff. There are like knockoff sub brand kart racers that don't have any licensing deal behind them. There's no Ryan's World. There's no Sonic. There's no Crash or Muppets or, you know, Looney Tunes, Star Wars. Like, everybody has a fucking kart racer. There are ones that are just like, these are kart racers. Like, here's a candy one, right? Like, they're out there. They are all out there. We will get to a bunch of them. But what most of these sub, like mid-tier or bad kart racers get wrong is just the feel of the track, the feel of the driving, the look of it. I think the look of Race with Ryan in still screenshots is fine. It's legitimately fine. Like, you know, as I said, Playmobil type looking stuff. That's not bad. That's not a horrible idea for a kid's kart racer, but the racing itself needs to be engaging and fun. And it needs to play well. Like, and I get that this is a game for a YouTuber who is targeting their YouTube channel is targeted at kids 2 to 6 years old. But 2 year olds don't know how to play video games. Like, or most of them don't. I'm sure that now there are probably some 2 year olds that can play games, but not super competently. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen a 2 year old. They're kind of like Godzilla, but tiny. Like, they just wreck everything. They don't have any control over their body, really. They're still learning stuff. They've only been walking for, what, at best, 18 months? Like, and that's if you're an early walker. Some kids don't walk till well after they're one, maybe even until they're two. They're just crawling around like little like floor demons that, like, suck on everything and eat everything off the floor. Like, kids are nasty and gross, and so at 2 years old, they're not capable of comprehending how to utilize a modern controller. Like, look, I have 4 kids. I love them, but they are like little crotch demons sometimes, especially younger. They are horrid, horrid creatures at times, and you can't just be like, here's a controller, play it, because they'll probably try to eat the analog controller. They'll eat the left analog stick. They'll gnaw it off like it's a teething toy or something. And at 6, they're a little more competent, but not a ton. Like, I mean, you can have a conversation with a 6-year-old and you can explain how to do things, but they're still figuring things out at that age. So like 2 to 6, very young for a kart racer. Even if it's one of the more simple video games, like the end range of that age group is when you could probably hand them a controller and be like, yes, here, figure this out. But they're probably still going to ask you for help. So if they're asking you for help, that means you have to play it as an adult. And there's no adult that wants to sit down and play a badly feeling kart racer. Like, it's just not fun, right? Like, anybody can sit down, whether you like Mario or not, anybody can sit down and play Mario Kart. It's understandable. It's fun. Everybody can get into it. It's simple enough to play. It's hard to master, but it's always, always fun, and it feels good to play Mario Kart or Sonic or any of the other top tier kart racers. When you play something like Race with Ryan or Paw Patrol or any of the lower tier racers, like, they just don't feel good. The carts don't move fast. So you feel like you could walk faster than it. And like, who wants to play walk with Ryan? Like, you're playing Race with Ryan. You want to race. And when you race, you move faster unless you're having a race to be the slowest. And that's stupid. So the fact that there's zero speed and then it feels clunky, it feels a little bit chuggy when you're moving these cars, that's not great. Like, you shouldn't, you're driving what amounts to a Playmobil car on a track and it controls like the Titanic. Like, it does not feel great. It's not super responsive. That's not a great way to play. And for a game targeted at kids, they're going to feel frustrated by it. And adults are going to hate it because they understand what's going on and it doesn't work. It's bad. So control-wise, Race with Ryan's not great. Very standard in its pickups. You know, there's a boost. There are weapons that you can utilize to attack other cars. And that's all good. That's all fine. But it never feels wonderful. And that's kind of the problem with Race with Ryan and these other types of racers. Course-wise, I actually think there's a couple courses that are neat. There's like a toy store a track that's neat. It's like you're driving through like a Toys R Us where toys have fallen off the shelves, and you're using stuff, you're using ramps to go up, and like that's neat. Like that stuff is not terrible, but they're not like super memorable overall. And it, you know, that's what you want. You want to be like, this is my favorite track. Like, this is my favorite cart. This is my favorite character to play as. This is my favorite music track. Like Mario Kart, Sonic, they all have iconic things that you can stick to. Whether licensed or not, you can still do that. And I think it's weird that like this YouTuber has a kart racer and nothing there is iconic enough for you to latch onto and be like, this is cool. This is who I want to play as. Like, yeah, guess what I want to play as? I want to play as like the little dragon dude because he drives a train and that's the coolest looking thing here because everything else kind of sucks. That's kind of where Race with Ryan is. That game just kind of sucks. Like, I would argue that Race with Ryan is better than the Paw Patrol game. Just because the Paw Patrol game is so aggressively long and it doesn't understand how you should structure one of these games. Whereas Race with Ryan is very much like, yes, we do a cup, right? We do a cup. It is three or four races. That is your campaign. Like you go through, you do them all, whatever. But they're done in bite-sized chunks as opposed to like, here's this like tedious story that you have to go through and play to unlock everything. Like Race with Ryan gets it right, at least in that regard. So I think it's a step above Paw Patrol, but not a giant step above. But that's Race with Ryan. It is a 2 out of 5. It is at the lower end of the scale here. I would say it's a D. Also, I don't think we did this previously, but if we're tiering this, also a D would be Paw Patrol Grand Prix. Although if you had to like, you were like, pick one of these, I would say I would rather play Race with Ryan because at least it'll be over quicker. So that's it for this week. That's it for Race with Ryan. The crew for Perfectly Sane is off next week as well. So I will be back here again next week with a new kart racer to talk about. We're going to do a Nickelodeon kart racer, which is the first Nickelodeon kart racer. I think it's Nickelodeon Karts. I'm trying to find that right now. Nickelodeon kart racers. And why couldn't I remember that? Terrible name, but we will be talking about that next week. And I guess this is something we did last time. Still kind of working the format of this out, and I need to kind of write it down because I'm just sitting here in front of my mic by myself. Normally, I have the rest of the guys to bounce off. I don't normally do a solo show. But what we did last time was we kind of looked at some of the critical reviews and the user reviews, and I do want to kind of do that again for Race with Ryan. So I'm going to read off a couple of the blurbs on the critical reviews here from Nintendo Life. They gave it a 4 out of 10. Putting our opinion on the cynical Ryan phenomenon to one side, the resulting game is nevertheless a slightly below average kart racer. They think it handles reasonably well, but generally underwhelms. From the pitifully small number of tracks to the uninspired floaty light weaponry, give your kids Mario, Sonic, or Crash instead. They may be young, but they aren't stupid. That is fair. I think that is 100% fair. This one from Pure Nintendo, they gave it a 3.5 out of 10, so yikes. I give kudos to Ryan. He's a cute kid, a millionaire before he's reached double digits, and I wish him the best. But while this title might work as fan service, as a game, it's just poor. With only six tracks and numerous other problems, why spend $40 when Team Sonic Racing is the same price or less on Switch? Kids deserve higher quality than what's presented here. That is the core crux of these kid racers, is like, you're targeting this, you're marketing this to kids who love these characters, and it's bad. They're bad games. Like, they're not stupid. Kids understand, you know, that stuff sucks. Or if they don't, then you're just left playing a bad game. It's not great. It's a terrible kind of go on that. Here we go. This last one I'll read from the critic side. Gaming age, really though, there's no reason why you should put up with a kart racer that's merely fine when you have so many other better options out there, most of which are just as suitable for the demographic Race with Ryan is aiming for. So they seem a little more positive on it than I do as well. Going over to the user side, though. This coming from a Metacritic side of things. The fuck is this? Who is going to pay for this? No one. This game should not exist. It is not recommended, and instead play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I have a feeling that person's first language is not English, but they are on my wavelength with Race with Ryan. Maybe a little bit harsher than I'd be. They gave it a zero, but they kind of feel it there. Another one here. This game is shit. Don't even deserve to be called a game. Sloppy controls, bad characters, bad story, if there was one. I'm not sure that person played the game. there is no story, FYI. There is these vignettes with the mom and dad, as I said, but that's it. Another zero scored review. I hated this game. Hated this game. Hated it. Hated every simpering, stupid, vacant, player-insulting moment of it. Hated it. I feel like they hated it. Here's last one of the negative ones. I will read a couple of the positive ones. But last one of the negative ones here on Metacritic. Ryan Toy Review sucks. I hate this game so much. It's a massive cash grab to get little kids to spend their hard-earned allowance. 0. Out of 10. Here we go. This does not sound like a serious review, but I'll read this one off anyway. 10 out of 10. Some people might consider God of War, The Last of Us 1 and 2, and the OG Halo games masterpieces, but they're wrong. Race with Ryan might be one of the best games ever created. From its unforgettable soundtrack to its fluid controls, Race with Ryan is a game every gamer should experience. I think that person also may not have ever played the game. Or it's Ryan's mom. Let's see. Race with Ryan was destined to be a classic from the moment it was conceived. Its stunning art style and gorgeous driving controls make for a kart racer like no other. A truly revolutionary game in the genre. A title not even likes of Mario Kart can achieve. Sure. also a 10 out of 10. I'm beginning to think that these positive reviews are in sarcastic jest. Final one I'm going to read here. Then I will let you all go. So I've been torturing you with Race with Ryan. This one doesn't even get the name of the game right. Run with Ryan is a contemporary game with a story that from L'Ange seems simple, but it's more complex than The Last Lasso of Us or any AAA game. This game marked me with beautiful graphics and sleep track. I don't know what I'm reading anymore. User reviews. Super useful. Don't pay attention to those people. It's a bad game. It's a bad game. I don't think that Ryan's a bad kid. I do think that his parents are exploiting him. And this game it is kind of gross in the fact that it is also tricking children into buying shit from those people in the guise of a cute little Mario Kart inspired video game. It's bad. Don't buy it. Don't play it. 2 out of 5. D tier game. We'll be back next week with Nickelodeon Kart Racers. Talk to you then.